Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Brandon Brooks. Here's what's happening. Hordes of spotted lanternflies have invaded Philadelphia. Academy of Natural Sciences entomologist Isa Betancourt saw her first lanternfly in Philly last year, but she says their numbers have just exploded over the past couple of weeks.
Super apparent. Like, you walk down the street and there they are. They're unlike any other insect that's around. So it's a very obvious infestation right now in Center City, Philadelphia.
The insects usually hang out on the walls of buildings, but the concrete jungle of Center City seems to have them confused.
One of the guards here, she was standing right here, and she said one of them flew down her shirt. She about had a fit. Flew right down her shirt. I would have tore my shirt off.
Lantern flies don't pose a threat to humans, but they can do big damage to trees and plants. How to deal with them? Betancourt suggests dealing with lantern flies the old-fashioned way.
Don't feel bad squishing them.
Closing arguments could come today in a Camden federal courtroom after a development in the case of a suspended Camden police officer charged with using excessive force last year. Edward Minguella admitted he was getting drunk inside a liquor store, but insisted he was complying with commands police made. Police say he fit the description of a man with a gun, even though it turned out he wasn't armed. Minguella says Nicholas Romantino startled him from behind, adding he protected his face with his left hand and the officer punched him 12 times in the head. The defense went after Minguella's interview with police internal affairs the day after the incident when a complaint was filed with the department. He says he exaggerated some claims and couldn't remember other specifics. Romantino, who's been on unpaid suspension, could see this retrial come to an end by the end of the week. A longtime Philadelphia teacher has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, a lung cancer caused primarily by exposure to asbestos. And the Philadelphia Federation of Teachers is warning of potential asbestos problems across the district. More from KYW's Mike DiNardo.
No confirmed link can be made between her illness and the schools she taught in, but Jerry Roseman, the director of environmental science for the union's Health and Welfare Fund, warns that asbestos is present in classrooms and gyms across the district.
It's, you know, quite widespread. I mean, in fact, the asbestos materials are in, you know, easily three-quarters of the schools. So you're talking about 160 or 75 schools.
The district says it's accelerating its environmental assessments planned this year for Meredith. The school district says their buildings are safe in the meantime. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court was asked yesterday to outlaw the death penalty because of what critics call the cruel and arbitrary way it's applied to poor and black defendants. More than half of the 441 death sentences handed down since the death penalty was reinstated in the late 1970s have been deemed flawed and overturned, according to Assistant Federal Defender Timothy Kane. Among the 155 from Philadelphia, the reversal rate is 72%. The five Democrats and two Republicans on the state Supreme Court didn't indicate when they would rule. Well, according to a Delaware bankruptcy court, top executives at Philadelphia Energy Solutions received millions of dollars in bonuses right before the refinery in South Philly was shut down after a fire in June. A spokesman for United Steelworkers Local 1001, Ryan O'Callaghan, says the more than $4.5 million in bonuses was a money grab by Philadelphia Energy Solutions managers. He says more than 500 furloughed union members had to battle the company for job transition funds.
We had to fight tooth and nail to get that, and that comes to about a week and a half pay for severance, and we're thrown out the gate without any medical benefits, and meanwhile they stuff their pockets. If it's not criminal, it should be criminal.
O'Callaghan says the Steelworkers International Union is considering stepping into the bankruptcy proceedings to question the bonuses. The Philadelphia Zoo is extending its property in West Philly. It's been doing conservation work all over the world, including the Amazon rainforest. KYW's John McDevitt.
Dr. Carlos Martinez specializes in amphibians at the zoo. He and his team are credited for increasing the numbers of critically endangered frogs and toads in the Amazon. His research is not in the direct path of the flames, but the smoke, he says, is a major concern.
A lot of animal species are dying and being affected by it. Also, a lot of trees are being affected by it.
Conservationists say the fires in the Amazon are being set to make way for industry. Starting this weekend, you can round up the price for admission to the zoo. The extra money would fund the zoo's conservation efforts around the world. That's the All Local. I'm Brandon Brooks. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.